This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, and halfway around the world in China, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her talks with top Chinese officials have helped put ties on, quote, sure footing.
Our discussions are part of a broader concerted effort to stabilize the relationship, reduce the risk of misunderstanding, and discuss areas of cooperation.
While it did not produce specific breakthroughs, Yellen's trip furthers a push by the Biden administration to keep a stable relationship with China. While it is summer, some places have been dealing with really hot temperatures. Millions of Americans are dealing with triple-digit temps, as KPHO-TV meteorologist April Warnicki tells us from Phoenix.
That excessive heat warning that includes the valley has now been extended all the way through Sunday. We're talking about next Sunday, and the National Weather Service already debating extending it beyond next weekend, and that's because this heat pattern does not look to be letting up. It's not a normal heat pattern for us. It's a stubborn ridge that's just going to stay in place.
Authorities say six people were killed when a small plane crashed in a field and burst into flames near a Southern California airport. Fire officials say it took more than an hour to extinguish the flames, which had engulfed the plane and charred about an acre of vegetation just north of French Valley Airport. That's in Riverside County. NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson.
Shortly before landing, a marine layer began to envelop the area with low ceilings and visibilities. The pilot reported to air traffic control that he was going to perform a missed approach, which is generally happens when a pilot can't see the runway environment.
It's been 500 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. The United Nations says the war turned 6 million Ukrainians into refugees. At least 9,000 civilians have been killed, although the real toll is feared to be much higher. Our Charlie Daggett is in Ukraine.
In both a tribute to troops and bold-faced defiance to Russia, President Volodymyr Zelensky posted an undated clip from Snake Island, saying, "I want to thank from this place of victory each of our soldiers for these 500 days. Snake Island, a symbol of audacious Ukrainian insubordination after soldiers refused to surrender to the Russian Navy's flagship in the first few days of the invasion."
Well, this is a twist. Bob Huggins says he never resigned as West Virginia's basketball coach following a drunken driving arrest and wants his job back. An attorney says Huggins' wife, and not the coach, sent a resignation notice to the school last month. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio, sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's unplug from politics here on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is on the air. Hot off the press. Double dip of the People Brothers Band. We are local music.
It is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know.
stepping stone. Raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things, I don't need none. Your strings, I'll be your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
People Brothers Band, the new album is called Sisters and Brothers, and it is absolutely heavenly. That was Stepping Stone, and Hot Off the Press before that. A double dip of the People Brothers Band to kick you off on a Saturday night. Greetings, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We send our hugs and our love to Terry and her family. Original local music from Wisconsin, 6 p.m. to midnight. That's what we're doing. You know, Rocker, People Brothers Band, they have a ton of shows coming up, including Boogie Down 2023. That's July 21st through the 23rd. And People Fest, that's Thursday, August 10th through the 12th. Both of those are at the Driftless Music Gardens. People Brothers Band is also playing La Fête next weekend on Friday, July 14th. And La Fête starts on Thursday, July 13th, Rocker. It's the second of the Festiland music festivals of the season.
That's right, Jimmy. 2 out of 5. Here we go. We're like going right into summer hardcore. No doubt. And of course, La Fête, that's a big one, 13th through the 16th of July at McPike Park here in Madison. And hey, kicking off the Thursday at 4:30 is Don't Mess with Cupid. And of course, we know them as the local guys doing Otis Redding tribute. And that night is very interesting because they have Tank and the Bangas. And they're, you know, they're a nationally touring band, but they're pretty huge. People really love them. Jimmy, then, of course, on the Sun Stage on Friday is your People Brothers Band. But there's plenty more happening at the festival. Let's see. I just quickly kind of go down the list. I was seeing Honor Among Thieves is on Saturday, July 15th. The Jimmies with Marsha Ball is later that night. And, you know, I saw Loving Cup is playing on the Sunday. That's, the VO5
right?
People doing Rolling Stones tribute. So there's lots of other cool bands. Where was I looking?
Is it true this year?
There's a lot of stuff, Jimmy.
Yeah. Is it true this year that La Fête actually has a stage dedicated to locals?
There is a local stage, yes. And I'm kind of looking because they have different local stuff throughout. Yeah. But the Sun Stage, the Cabaret Stage, the Family Fête, the Moon Stage, and the Lenape stage.
So La Fête, that's at Central Park, right on the Isthmus, right?
Yep, and you know, gosh, just tons of food, tons of vendors, really open space, very big stage. It's a lot of fun if you've never been to La Fête de Marquette.
It's a great time. It's the second Festiland Festival of the season. Stop by, say hi, tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you. And there's a lot of good bands playing, including this band right here, Honor Among Thieves. Joey B. Banks, Andy Ewing, number 3. I can't remember his name, Rocker.
Well, there's a couple people in the
there's
band.
There's been a couple different people. It's Buggy Whip on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. many more for concertina wire. Alabaster moonwalk, pillow devil, car crash. Fundamental anagram, you got to pay the choir. 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 Get puffed and rigor mortis, fool's cap, bungee fall, another way to real estate in China. Silicone rat bait, like I want a train wreck. Tantamount to pyramid, maybe you're a recliner. 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 I'll be useful as a buggy whip.
Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Honor Among Thieves from 2000. The Blue Goddess is the name of the album. That was Buggy Whip. It's driving me crazy who number three is in Honor Among Thieves. Joey B. Banks on drums. Andy Ewing singing and playing guitar. I don't know who's playing bass.
The fiddle guy, I think. No, that was Andy Ewing.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget.
Good guys. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Until midnight tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call. Request a song or just say hi. You can also hop on the brand new Civic Media app rocker. You can listen to any of the stations. You can also send us a text or call us right from the app. It's pretty groovy.
That's right. We'll be monitoring the text. So go ahead and give us a text, and Jimmy will reply to you over the air.
We promise. Yeah, we promise. We have a packed show of awesome people tonight, Rocker. Who's in the studio tonight?
Jimmy, Lily Lux. She's here right now. She's the Free the Nipple advocate and avid music fan and local event organizer. And she's going to be here to tell us about the opening of the Cardinal and the brand new Fetish Night that's going to be making a comeback. Linda and the Zeros, yes. Greg and Linda, they're going to be stopping by the studio to tell us about their upcoming Memorial Union show and at Woodfest. Plus, Kaylin Cole, she's a Portage area native who splits her time between here and Nashville, and she's making a stop into our studio, and she's going to give us all a first listen to her new song. It's not even out yet.
Dude, I listened to it earlier today. It's amazing.
Oh, so it's going to be the second listen for you, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Devil's Lair, Jimmy, Milwaukee's God's Outlaw, Big Smith, guitar and vocalist. He'll be here performing solo acoustic and breaking out a couple oldies from Grandpa's Outlaw Country Library. That's from 9 to 10 p.m. And then Max Inc. Heavy, 2 hours of Wisconsin-made metal, hard rock, and punk starting at 10 p.m., Jimmy.
We're going from God's Outlaw, which is outlaw country music,
yep,
to Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock.
That's how we roll.
That's perfect radio right there, let me tell you. Hey, these guys are playing Lafette Marquette. In fact, they're closing out the stage with Marsha Ball on Saturday. It's right ahead. It's the Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Now I ran into some trouble some time back. Me and my old lady got a little off track. Hey, hey. It's when my world started tumbling down. Well, we just didn't see eye to eye. Around.
addiction.
Jimmy's playing with Marsha Ball at La Fete next Saturday at 9:15. Might have to play hooky from radio in that last hour next week. Go see the Jimmys. That'd be a lot of fun, right? Hey, you know, Magic Conch has a brand new album out. It's called Fine Dining and Breathing. It's a great album. It's available for download right now. Normally, I would play some new Magic Conch right now, but I got to play some old Conch for you. In honor of our first guest tonight, Lee Lee Lux, and the return of Fetish Night at the Cardinal Bar. Booty on My Mind is Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Yeah.
breathes right through me. You got that powerful swing. I got your booty on my mind.
Circling
rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, it's Dave from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. To me, there's no better summer festival in Madison than La Fête de Marquette. That's why I'm thrilled that Weikert Realtors Lake Point is again a sponsor. Are you planning to attend La Fête this year? Then stop by our booth and say hello to the Lake Point team and find out how we can help you realize your real estate goals. If you mention this ad, we'll even buy a beverage. Find us on the web at weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie is hiring line cooks. Full Mile is a brewery and a full-on restaurant too, with an all-from-scratch kitchen, wood-fired pizza oven, an inventive menu, and brunch on the weekend. You get a competitive starting wage, plus they offer health, dental, vision, and they'll pay half of your monthly health insurance premiums too. If you are an experienced line cook, Full Mile Beer Company wants you. Apply online at fullmilebeercompany.com/employment or stop into the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen and see for yourself what the buzz is all about.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Forget about us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Civic Media and Man Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Rock out to the hard blues of New York City's Jane Lee Hooker, headlining the Clyde's Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Hurting
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jane Lee Hooker there. Oh, Drive is the name of that song. They're going to be playing on the Clyde Stubblefield stage Sunday, July 30th at Atwood Fest, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Atwood Fest happens July 29th and 30th. Rocker and I will talk more about Atwood Fest next hour and in the 8 o'clock hour to give you all the details. Rock the Block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th, sponsored in part by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I want to remind you to be sure to get the new Civic Media app. It's super awesome. You can listen to all the stations on the Civic Media Network. There's like tons of them now. And a podcast. You can get the podcast for Max Inc. Radio, all our latest shows and interviews. You can find that on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, our next guest, has quite a description. Jimmy, so we'll just stick with keywords. Leather and lace, fetish night,
yes,
Lake Cougar, all burlesque, right. And she is the topless evangelist for bodily autonomy to be more gender inclusive. Lili Lux, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Lili, for coming on tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm excited to be here, but E-Dub is definitely missed.
Oh, breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I want him here so bad.
Well, I'm sure Wisconsin is listening after that introduction, but there is a lot you do. Tell us about Lili Lux. What is your mission and a little backstory of your journey?
Sure. So I basically do a lot of inclusive events in Madison. Definitely, I've been consent forward has been a lot of the things that I've done. I started doing events way back when the Inferno was around, about I think I started in 2011. I've done the Cardinal. I've done just so many things through the years, leather and lace for almost a decade. Fetish night when it was the Cardinal and then the Nomad, and now we're bringing it back again. So, and then obviously a little bit of the topless evangelist and talking about bodily autonomy and protesting every day and just trying to make people feel better about being out and being comfortable with their bodies. So I like to throw parties like that.
Sounds like a fun party. Well, right? Tell us about Leather and Lace at the Inferno. You know, that's been now a while since I was around, it but has. I heard it was pretty crazy.
Oh, I mean, it was, and it still continues. We just had the 26th anniversary party last week, and, you know, it's still
at the Crucible now, right?
It's at the Crucible now. You know, it will never be like it once was, but I still think it's a really kick-ass party, and we, I mean, God, the Inferno, it's just a different kind of energy and often duplicated but never replicated sort of an energy. And I mean, we were talking about like Fetish Night, and we were talking about Club to Wash earlier. And when you think about music in Madison, you have to be aware of the history and what existed before. Yes. And when you throw a party, you have to sort of like do some of that research and know, like, hey, I want to do a kink night. Well, what happened in the city before? Like, you know, King Street used to be basically, you know, this, that. And so I think that's something that is an energy as a promoter or party planner or whatever you want to be, if you're a musician in the city, to know what came before.
Even though the Inferno was the perfect spot for an event like Leather and Lace, the Crucible is a great substitute for that nowadays with the Inferno being gone. I think the Crucible and the atmosphere at the Crucible, they're very welcoming there. It's a great venue on Madison's East Side. I think that's a great place for Leather and Lace.
I do. I agree. And, you know, they have so many other events. I'm doing their Words with Nerds event coming up in July, which is sort of like a TED Talk, but funnier. And I'm going to be talking about nipple equality things there. So, I mean, comedy, burlesque. I mean, they are sort of doing what the Inferno did, which was a little bit of everything. And just the welcoming environment is the soul of it. And everything else is a different flavor.
Now, tell us about your performance art, because I know at these events, you kind of usually have like a special setup, and we know that you've tied Dub up before and spanked him. So, like, tell us about your performance art that you do at Fetish Nights and Leather and Lace and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I try to like push the envelope. Like I've waterboarded people on stage as part of shows. And that sort of goes into the like
risk. And it's consensual.
Yeah. Can you know, if people are into it, like let's have a good time. And I think, you know, we've done fire stuff, and, you know, there are other people who do things like piercings and flesh hooks, which is a little much for me. I'm a mom.
Suspension.
Yeah, I love watching it, but not my jam. And I think that's kind of the fantastic thing about fetishes is that, like, you might not be into it, but you can appreciate that someone else is enjoying it, et cetera. And you have that communication and can just be around the energy and something you've never experienced or want to experience and having that conversation. I mean, that's kind of what kink nights are supposed to be about.
You know, we've brought up E-Dub's name a couple times for people that don't know. So back in the day when we were doing the Jimmy K show at the Wisco and E-Dub was the co-host, Lili came on the show. I think we were talking about leather and lace or something like that. But you bought a ball gag in. We put that in E-Dub's mouth.
Oh, the ball gag. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
And then some whips. And so E-Dub had a ball gag and whips. We did this live on the radio. It was perfect radio. It was wonderful. It was at the Wisco. The Wisco was full of volleyball people and local music fans. It was a hoot.
I like to say that I'm a drummer, but I play a very different instrument.
Whoa. So tell me, why are you known as the topless evangelist?
Sure. So when I actually started doing events at the Inferno years ago, I was told that, hey, it's legal in Madison to be topless. And I was like, what? This is news to me. I had no idea. And apparently it's been a thing since the 90s when a group of people had protested and actually sued the city and it was deemed discriminatory. So Madison has, for all intents and purposes, been a topless free city since that time. And people don't go out and do it. So once I learned that I even had this right, which I had no idea.
Wow.
I started doing events. I do a bar crawl every year. I'll do like brunches just to give people the opportunity. I always say, like, I'm not trying to encourage you to take your top off. I just want you to know that you can, and sort of what goes into that. And that, you know, that's, I'm not trying to force people to do it. I just want you to know about it and have that freedom and bodily autonomy. And that ties into like my protesting every day since Roe. What does this have to do with abortion? What, when you see a female body, what reaction do you have about that? Do you feel like you can control it? And so while, yes, toplessness does not directly correlate to abortion, it does correlate to the idea that we treat bodies differently. And we're seeing that with trans healthcare. I mean, we're seeing that every day in the media of how we're treating each other differently.
And I was going to ask you, you know, what kind of reaction you get. I mean, I can sort of imagine, but why don't you tell me about your experience?
For honestly, Madison is such a great community. For the most part, I get a lot of positive feedback. I do get negative feedback, and I think the saddest part about the negative feedback that I get is that a lot of it actually comes from femme-presenting people. It really talks to me like about the bigger picture of how we're raised to feel about our bodies, how we treat each other, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So that's sort of like the saddest part about the experience of the negativity. But for the most part, it's been really positive. We've been raising money for the last year, and for the Women's Medical Fund, WMF Wisconsin, we've raised like, I think, over $27,000 now.
Wow.
So helping people access healthcare, and instead of carrying a sign, I just try to, hey, here's a picture of femininity for you. I don't need to carry a protest sign.
You know, I've heard from several people who are females that they say that they are aware of you, they've watched you, they've met you, and they consider you inspirational and empowering, and which is something that, you know, it's valuable and it's awesome that you do.
Thank you.
Lili Lux joins us here on Maxine Radio. Before we talk about the reopening of the Cardinal Bar and return of Fetish Night, let's talk about the old Fetish Night and what was that like?
The original Fetish Night, I never got to attend, but it used to be on Tuesdays. And as someone who's like a club kid and been doing promotions and party stuff in the city, the idea that you could fill up a Tuesday, wow, like amazing.
Yeah.
Like that was, part of me just kind of has like stars in my eyes on that fact alone. But it was Tuesdays. It goes back over 30 years, and it happened for so long. It stopped for a little bit. You know, the Cardinal has had some change of hands through the years.
Yeah.
But we brought it back, I want to say about 2014, 2015, for a few, basically when the Inferno closed.
Yeah.
We brought the Fetish Night back and kept it going through the change into Nomad and You know, it's not like any other party. The Cardinal is a slightly smaller space, but it does have an energy and a heat and its own inclusive, spicier sort of environment. And I've always sort of appreciated that about the venue.
I remember we used to go to the foam parties there.
Oh, God. The foam parties ruined the floor. But yes, I've heard, as someone who was the manager there, like, but yes, I've heard the foam parties were good times.
Oh, yeah, they were. So tell me, what is RAC? It's risk-aware consensual kink.
Sure. So if you're at all familiar with fetishes or kink and sort of the philosophy behind those things, it used to be that we called it safe, sane, and consensual, as far as a way to come about a placing or an involvement between two people or multiple people. And through the years, it changed a little bit, and while that's still a valid philosophy, to risk-aware consensual kink, so that you are fully aware that some of the things you might engage in as far as a kink or a fetish placing might honestly be actually very dangerous. I mean, you've got edge play, fire. We were talking about flesh hooks. I mean, there's a lot out there. Wow. What you might be into.
I'm getting scared.
Don't want to jump into something like and not know what you're doing.
As someone who has tied themselves and almost had to call the fire department, like, there is some, whether it's bondage or whatever.
Hello, 911.
Right. I almost had a dial with my nose. It was like a whole thing. I don't recommend doing that. But there is some risk involved in some of the scenarios. And so just being aware and consenting to that and having the conversation of how do we communicate about you being okay with that? And like, where are the lines? And, you know, it's about being aware.
Yeah, like there's a lot of pressure. This could implode.
Correct.
Right, right. Or end up in a very embarrassing situation at the ER.
Fetish Night returns to the Cardinal Bar Friday, July 21st, and returns every third Friday of the month. And I guess this is so wild, you can't have it every week. So tell us about the return of Fetish Night to the Cardinal Bar in Madison.
Yeah, we're changing it up a little bit, but I'm really excited to bring it back. It's going to have new GGH, Sarah Akaya, who does a lot of the like Dyke Dive and Hot Summer Gays, very involved in the LGBTQ community, sort of a fresh take on the music. We'll have dancers and burlesque and kink showcases. So some of the things you're used to and a little bit of a new flavor as well. So
what's your recommendation for someone who's like, this sounds really fun, interesting, I'm excited, but I'm a little nervous, a little embarrassed about going to an event like this. What's your best advice for that?
Put something black on that, or honestly, it doesn't need color under. Put something on that makes you feel confident and excited and show up and have a good time. We're a very it's one thing I love about hosting parties in Madison. We are a very welcoming community. You can sit down next to a stranger and become best friends. I mean, that's how I've met so many of my friends and fellow people in the community. So I really would just say, like, encourage you to put on the thing you've always wanted to do and maybe have a conversation you've never had before and have a drink, have a mocktail, dance, whatever. Have a good time.
And with about 35 seconds here, tell us about the new Cardinal Bar.
Yeah.
Tell us about the space.
They did such a beautiful job sort of remodeling and updating it. I really feel like it's elevated and quite possibly the best version of the Cardinal that I think it's perfect. There is Tony Castaneda is doing Thursdays. There's still like world music and dance classes and jazz. And it's so many... The Cardinal was always about being a community space and being welcoming and just lively. I guess that's how I would describe it. And they definitely have brought that energy back.
Lili, thank you so much for coming
in.
It's great to see you. Fetish Night is at the Cardinal Bar every third Friday at 9 p.m. 21 and up, hosted by Lili Lux. We appreciate you, Lili, for everything you do.
Thanks, guys.
I'm going to play this song for you. It's the second song I'm playing for you tonight. It's a new band called 7,000 Apart. This is their new song called No is a Nice Word on Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely.
Am I already in your past? you know this wouldn't last, already broke. Did we go up in smoke? Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? I silhouette, you already read.
Is a nice word. That's 7,000 Apart on Max Inc. Radio. That's off their new album, which you can download right now from their Bandcamp page. I definitely encourage you to do that. Okay, thank you. Steepwater Band coming up. We got a double dip of the Steepwater Band. They're playing Atwood Fest 2023. We'll have more details about Atwood Fest next hour. Terry Barr will have Bar Notes and Linda and the Zeros right now. But talk about body positive artist. Here's Jaden James and her new one, Here in Your Love. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemmyhew, the Republican Party at the top, why don't start banning books, for God's sake?
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things,
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
This